This is APM, American Public Media.
The Greater Sitka Arts Council is hosting the annual Fall Art Walk on November 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Come on downtown and visit the shops and galleries open for your enjoyment, see new artwork, visit with your neighbors, and maybe get a start on your holiday purchases Friday, November 29th. For more information on the participating galleries, go to sitkaarts.org. Happy holidays!
And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I am so pleased to have in the studio with me this morning Pauline Fredrickson and Candy Barger. They're here to speak on behalf of St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church Women, or ECW. The annual Christmas Bazaar and Luncheon is coming up on Saturday, December 7th. Welcome to Morning Edition, Pauline and Candy.
Thank you, Melissa. Good to be here.
Good morning.
Well, this Bazaar and Luncheon has been happening for decades and decades and decades.
Absolutely.
And it is quite popular because of the quality of its baked goods and chowder and chili and because of all the wonderful items that are sold. Can you tell us a bit about what people can expect when they walk in the doors on December 7th to the St. Peter's by the Sea annual Christmas Bazaar and Luncheon?
Well, there'll be Christmas music and a lot of good tables full of good stuff. Hunter McGraw will ask them if they want to be in the drawing, and I suggest they let him take down their name and phone number. The drawing will happen every hour. We have three great prizes, and then the luncheon will be starting right away anytime they want it. People have brought in jars to get chili and chowder and take it home, but the baked good table, the attic treasure table, and I am looking at the fair trade item table. This is the first time we've combined the fair trade with our bazaar. So there'll be a lot to look at.
So I remember, I try to go every year, and I like taking my kids because they love seeing all the items spread out on the tables. They love going to the back or the front, depending on how you're oriented, to for the baked goods and all the yummy goodies. So there are baked goods, there are Christmas gifts, there are arts and crafts, the fair trade, as you mentioned, jams and jellies, just a treasure trove of items.
That's correct.
Now, this is a fundraiser, right? What do the proceeds go towards?
We do a bit of housekeeping expenses for the Sea House. As you know, it's used by the whole community. But the last year or two or three, we've totally focused on local need. We do support a child in Africa through school, through Rafiki in Africa. But our focus primarily is the need in Sitka. A lot of our members belong to the Easter group, and we have been involved in the food in the backpack, and we're very glad that one of the schools is teaching the kids how to cook their own meals, and we've bought groceries for that. I expect the same will be done with the proceeds from this bazaar.
So you're maintaining supporting a student in Africa, but you're also focusing heavily on food needs in Sitka.
Yes, by far the greater part of the money goes to Sitka, the needs in Sitka for food, and we're hoping at some point there'll be some housing and good housing for those who need it.
How important is this fundraiser for what you do, Candy?
It's very important. Over the years, we've always had two major fundraisers, but because of a lack of volunteers, you know, we've had to downsize just to do the Christmas Bazaar, which is the biggest focus of the year. And ECW is Episcopal Church Women, but it also encompasses everyone that belongs to St. Peter's Church to volunteer and to help. Originally, many, many years ago, when we did the bazaar, there were handmade items. You know, women stayed home and were able to crochet and knit. And so, you know, both Pauline and I have many items from years ago, and it was great fun, and it still is. You know, you get together with the group of people, and the guys help. You know, everybody helps to get the Sea House ready, to decorate it, to get the, you know, the bows up and the bows and the lights and everything, and then decorate the tables and for the luncheon. And then we just have a good time. And it's a 4-hour, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but it's a process. You know, it just doesn't take us from Saturday morning to get ready at 10 a.m. We're all baking. We're stockpiling items that we think will be good for the Christmas gift table, or we used to call it attic treasures, which a lot of people come shopping, and kids can find things for a dollar or for $2 or for $3, and they're good items. So we always look forward to everybody in the parish helping us get everything ready, from the clam chowder to the chili to the pies. In years past, we've had tamales. We've had different things. And it just seems like the community of Sitka waits for us to have our annual bazaar, and we all have fun at it. We walk out of the building feeling very gratified and very blessed because we've been given the opportunity to meet with the community in a very festive atmosphere. And then we walk out of there and just say, you know, we did good again. So,
do you think part of the enduring popularity of this event is that from the get-go, it is so community-focused? It's so focused on people coming together to work and play and help each other?
I believe so. I think within our community of St. Peter's, you know, we've all worked together, and everybody seems to have a job. We've all said, okay, well, I'll take on this, I'll do that. And then when the bazaar comes together, then the people come and they say, oh, I looked forward to this. And they have their chili. They take it home. Like Pauline says, people bring their containers and say, can I take clam chowder? And over the years, you know, people have come and gone from St. Peter's, but there's still that group of folks that, you know, is the parish that just knows that it's time for us to reach out to the community. We have a good time. A few years ago, we used to do a huge plant sale, and that was gigantic for, you know, making funds for ECW, because we provide all the paper products for the Sea House. So, and there's different groups that meet in the buildings, and so the, you know, everything's provided because ECW does that. And ECW, Episcopal Church Women, we meet the last Friday of every month at lunchtime. So it's a potluck, and you bring something to share, and then they discuss the, you know, the business at hand. Our numbers have gotten smaller, but it's still exciting for people to attend because you get to hear about what's going on at St. Peter's. So I would encourage everybody to come again to the Christmas Bazaar. You know, you get the Christmas music. There's lots going on the 7th in Sitka this year, but we've opened in deep snow and freezing cold weather and shoveled the driveways and shoveled everything to get ready for the folks.
Well, so, it's a good day to be out and about in Sitka.
Make
your rounds to all the various holiday events. And I assume you would also encourage people to join the Episcopal Church Women if they have any time.
I think that would be great. There's a lot of room for more volunteers. There's a lot of room for, you know, ideas, fresh ideas, or whatever, you know, somebody comes to the table with. So, yes, we would encourage people to come.
Pauline, any parting thoughts or comments?
Well, if you have a precious relative or friend whom you have not seen for a long time, call that person up and say, let's have lunch at St. Peter's. It is a lovely place. People do that a lot with old. You see a lot of old-timers who have lunch there. And the attic treasures, I still call it that, are so fun.
So do I.
Kids love to look, and they find treasures there. So it's a lot of fun to come, and hope to see you there on the 7th.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me, Pauline Fredrickson and Candy Barger.
Thank you very much.
The St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church Women Annual Christmas Bazaar and Luncheon is Saturday, December 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Alaska Pacific Bank is proud to support public radio, helping Southeast families and businesses with deposit and investment accounts, online banking, and cash management services. More information at alaskapacificbank.com. Member FDIC.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2013. It's the birthday of the Theater of the Absurd playwright Eugene Ionesco, born in Slatina, Romania, 1909, but raised in Paris. And then at the age of 13, the family returned to Bucharest. He hated Bucharest. He felt confused there. Nazism was on the rise all around him. Once he was watching a German military parade. He watched a lieutenant rush up to a peasant who was standing nearby and slapped him and shouted at him for not removing his hat when he saw the Nazi flag. Ionesco said, "My thoughts were not yet organized or coherent at that age, but I had feelings, a certain humanism, and I found these things inadmissible. The worst thing of all was to be different from everyone else. Could I be right and the whole country wrong?" And that feeling led to Ionesco's lifelong struggle against authority. He turned to playwriting because, he said, it more easily allowed him to contradict himself. His first play was a one-act, an anti-play. He called it The Bald Soprano, an absurdist farce, no plot, the characters spoke in random non sequiturs, making fun of everything. It debuted in 1950, 2 years before Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Eugene Ionesco was happily married for 58 years, lived in a Paris apartment, had many friends and colleagues, Hemingway, Picasso, Jean-Paul Sartre, Henry Miller, Juan Miró, and Max Ernst. Ionesco said, "My work has been essentially a dialogue